Sultan. Absolute sultanate for the Lord of Heavens, for our Creator, Rabbuna wa Rabbul Alameen. Live for him, try to be for him, not to be for your ego. Don't live for yourself, live for Allah. If living for Allah, she is going to be happy here and hereafter. Allah Almighty. What say? Don't you speak. When I'm speaking, don't you speak. Don't ask anything. Only listen. Allah Almighty created mankind for His divine service. Not for dunya, but created for His divine service to be His servants. Therefore, Madad Ya Sultanul Anbiya, Madad Ya Sultanul Anbiya. If we are giving 24 hours for His service, don't say that, oh, I am giving so much. No. If you are giving whole day for His obedience, for His worshipping, don't say, oh, too much. No. And your life going to be, as Prophet was saying, between 60 and 70. Average life of my nation going to be between 60 and 70 years. After 70 years, not too much people, they are passing that limit. Few ones passing over. Therefore, if you are living 60 years, 70 years, or 80 years, after 70 years, if you are working for Allah, you have always energy to work for Him. Allah Almighty not making you down. Otherwise you may, because you are His worker, gives you much more energy, power to work for His obedience. But if not, if a person living for dunya, after 30 or 40, becoming to come down, to come down. Therefore, after 70 years, if a person who is living for dunya, getting weaker, 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 and his body not answering to him, beginning troubles from inside, from outside, so many problems. But who is living for Allah, 70, 80, 90, 100, doesn't matter. Going to be on some same level because he is working for Allah. Allah not breaking him or her, no. To be always in their enjoyment and energy and power. Therefore, oh, you are like some old ladies, as my younger sisters, but mostly you are like my daughters and granddaughters. Try to give much more time for his obedience. Don't be tired. No. Your ego may say, I am tiring. No. Liar. Because anyone who praying and worshipping may be a little bit his body saying, I am tired, but when you are going to sit down 5 minutes, you are taking back your energy Allah sending to you. Because every time that a mu'min is standing up for his Lord's service, Allah Almighty ordering, take heavy burden from her, from his shoulders, to be free when they are getting to pray for me, to be light and enlightened. When finishing, angels asking, we may put that, we carry it from them, Allah Almighty saying, no. When you are taking from them, don't put on them. Therefore, mu'min and servants of their Lord never getting to be tired or broken, no. And I am asking from all of you to give much more time. That is the meaning of tariqat. Shariat saying five times for praying. That Allah Almighty ordering for praying. Tariqat also saying what Prophet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did more than five times. We are saying, people, oh people, come and do what Prophet he was doing as he was getting up from night, perhaps whole night, but we can't do. Perhaps half night, but we can't do. Perhaps three quarter and one quarter or night, we can't do. But we can do even before Fajr. We may do half an hour getting up to make a preparation in divine presence, that we may say, oh, our Lord, we are ready for your order. Accept our service and servanthood. That is Tariqat saying before Fajr, get up and prepare yourself for his divine service. And saying also, Shariat saying, you are praying, morning praying, you are free. But Prophet was saying, who is going to sit down after morning praying, Fajr praying, up to the time of Ishraq, sun rising, and praying two rakats Ishraq, Allah giving to them a reward as a person just reached for Hajj and Umrah. People saying, oh, we are going to Umrah, oh Sheikh, give us, do you give us permission to go to Umrah? They are asking many people now. It is holy month, Rajab, Shaban, Ramadan. They like to be in Haram Sharif, Mecca al-Mukarramah or Medina al-Munawwara to make Umrah. And it is not easy for everyone. No. Who can be able through their health and wealth to be there. But Prophet say, oh people, if you are praying, morning praying, and sitting down and making zikr, reciting Quran al-Karim, bringing Durood al-Sharif, Rasulullah Salatu Salam, up to sun rising, Rumh. You should be granted just one Hajj and one Umrah. That accept it also. We are saying this. People attacking on me that I am doing something out of Sharia, but they are ignorant people. We are saying only what it is in Sharia and what Prophet just he urging his nation to do much more service for their Lord. And then, after praying two rakat, salat al-ishraq, you are free, look, everything that you are doing through your home. I never like to work ladies outside. No. They are angry with me also because I am preventing ladies to work outside. No. I am not leaving. Because Sharia is not giving permission ladies to work outside. But everything now in our days against Sharia, people never asking their going. Ladies must be through their homes servant for their husbands, servant for their children, servants for their home, not outside. And Shaitan angry with me. Whom they are following, Shaitan angry with me also. But I never taking care from Shaitan and followers. Here I go. And between noon time and Ishraq, there is Salat al-Duha. You may pray two rakats, four rakats, eight rakats, or 12 rakats. Who praying eight rakats, eight doors of paradise opening. Yes, this is tariqat. Then we are urging to make every time praying in its first time, and we are urging people to make a perfect sunnah as at the beginning of Zuhur praying four rakat sunnah and at the ending four rakat also. Then you may take your work, what you are going to do up to Asr time. And we are saying for every praying, renew your wudu. Make it new if you are saying we have wudu, but make wudu. If you have wudu, it is nur. Making another wudu, nurun ala nur. And we may say after Asr, up to Maghrib, you can be busy with your Lord Almighty Allah. And then you may take your dinner. And after dinner up to Aisha, you should work for your Lord. And Sunnatul Awabin, Sunnat al-Tahajjud, Sunnat al-Tasbih, Sunnat al-Shukr. For every occasion, you may do more praise, more sajda, more worshipping for Allah. And Shaitan getting angry with me, because I am urging people to do much more worshipping and servanthood for Allah Almighty. Because you have been created to be His servants. Make it. May Allah bless you and forgive me. Ask forgiveness always from Allah Almighty, and if He is granting forgiveness, coming after forgiveness, blessings on you. Without forgiveness, not coming blessings. Therefore, at least 70 times say Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah, Tawbe Ya Rabbi, Tawbe Ya Rabbi, Tawbe Astaghfirullah. May Allah bless you and forgive me and accepting our humble services for Him, Almighty Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin Nabiyyil Ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Give much more durudu sharif to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give much more respect, most respected servant in divine presence. Rasulullah Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma zidhu ya Rabbi izzan wa sharafa wa nuran wa surura wa ridwan wa sultana bi hurmati al-habib bi hurmati al-fatiha.